Well, medical doctor, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, osteopathic medical doctor in Cleveland, Ohio, board certification in emergency medicine and osteopathic manual medicine at her integrative medical clinic focused on allergy elimination, including treatment of children with asthma and allergies at Women's Health using bioidentical hormones and breast thermography. Her clinic has restored the health of patients who have come from 38 states and 8 countries. And it goes on. She's the executive director of the... you tell us your bio, because you've done so much. You were probably the leading person in the last decade exposing vaccines. You had a big debate last night. I want to get into that. I want to just sit back and let you tell the listeners the latest developments with the flu, the forced inoculations in public schools they've been caught doing, and then saying, oops, we messed up, the rebellion by doctors worldwide. It looks like this flu scam has really stalled, dead in its tracks. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, you got the floor.
One of the things that we did was we created tools for people to get out and get active. We created flyers and small PowerPoint presentations, and we put them on our website, pandemicfluonline.com. They're also on drtenpenny.com, which is my website. And we've done just an amazing amount of things to get people active. And I think that there's more people that are asking questions and are being part of what's happening right now than ever before. I mean, 10 years ago when we started talking about all these things that had to do with vaccines, there was barely a voice. There was hardly anybody listening. And now what they're doing is more and more people are getting involved. People are asking questions. People are saying no. People are challenging their doctors. They're finding out that they don't need a pediatrician if they have healthy children. They can find other types of healthcare practitioners to help them stay well and stay out of the vaccination lines.
Going back to April, and I had said in January they're going to stage some flu hype because I saw the federal government and FEMA getting ready with local police departments saying get ready for mass graves, a big pandemic's coming. The flu makers were quietly gearing up. They knew this was coming. A lot of scientists say it's clearly been designed. Then we saw the hype in the aftermath, the attempt to make it mandatory in New York and in Massachusetts. I mean, I know you're a scientist, a doctor, a researcher, a journalist. You go off what you can prove. But in your gut, is this whole thing staged?
I think that there is some staging to it. And what I'm really concerned about is the next wave that's going to come along. I think that these people pushed way too hard to get everybody vaccinated for what was known to be a mild virus. It wasn't any different than any other influenza virus that we've seen before. And they pushed way too hard. Now we're seeing some things sort of fall through the cracks. I'm real concerned about the stuff that's happening in the Ukraine. I mean, we don't know for sure what's happening over there. We really don't know what's going to happen come wintertime when the Winter Olympics is in Vancouver and there's a whole group of people that are there from all over the world. I mean, what's going to happen then? I'm really concerned about the accidents that are happening in schools. That these kids are getting 2 and 3 and 4 flu shots, that they get the regular flu shot and the swine flu shot. I'm super concerned about the flu mist vaccine.
Yeah, maybe it was an accident with Jeffrey Dahmer. Maybe that was all an accident. I mean, it's always an accident. If you or I injected a child whose parents were against it, we go to jail. But when they have accidents, oopsie, no big deal.
Yeah, and they always say that, you know, these kids got multiple flu shots and they were safe. Nothing had happened. Well, you can't say that because you don't know what's going to happen 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years from now.
Well, we're also only finding out about mainly children that collapse and go to the hospital. That's what we found out in New York and other states, that they had done a secret inoculation. And notice the accidents are all with elementary students where they think the children won't be able to explain the story. And we caught schools denying they'd done it, and then later it would come out they had. So they're also lying. I mean, this is really creepy and criminal.
It very is much creepy and criminal. And it's like parents should have some recourse to that. Now, I don't think that the parents can actually sue the school system because they have to prove that something was had harmed them. But I think they can go after the school boards. They can vote them out. They can show up at the school boards every single session that they have and force them to give them an answer. They can say, where is our money going? How much money are you getting, school board, for doing these inoculations in these school systems? And I think that parents need to be really, really proactive because this is just the first step. If they're doing this with flu shots, what's going to be the next thing? Are you going to inoculate kids at school with Gardasil?
Okay, stay there. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is our guest. We're going to come back, long segment. We're going to go over the flu, Gardasil, the forced inoculations, what's happening in Ukraine, what she thinks is coming up next. But first, we'll talk about the debate last night, get some details from her on that.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most Foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99.
The low cost is just one reason to get Foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons? Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to Foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. That's 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. Get protected at Foodinsurance.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the leading fighter against the military-industrial complex, Big Pharma push to force Gardasil, hepatitis shots, flu shots filled with mercury on our children is here. She's been debating the health department at the University of Texas. Ed Austin, she is here in studio with us. Your calls are coming up at the bottom of the hour at 1-800-259-9231. Okay, Doc, addressing folks out there in TV land and in radio land, you've got the floor. Whatever you think is most important to talk about, I'd like to first hear about the debate last night, what you did today, and then what your concerns about this being a preparatory phase for something bigger this year or next year, what's happening in Ukraine. The good news that people are resisting, the bad news that the government's still trying to push it. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, give us a report.
Well, last night was a really interesting evening at the health department with the officials from the health department. We had the person that was on stage with us, which was great, Dr. Betts. I mean, he really was a trooper. I mean, he actually had said to us before we started the talk, we went up and introduced ourselves and said, thank you for coming, and we really like to have you. You know, we're really glad that you're willing to do this. And he said, well, nobody else really wanted to do it. And I said, well, why is that? He says, here's your opportunity. Here's your floor in terms of your opportunity to tell your whole side of the story. And he said, well, we've done things like this before and they haven't gone well. And I think it really did go well. I think that we had a very respectful audience. I think that we had an opportunity to have questions ahead of time that we had answered. Some of the questions were things like, do we really think that the H1N1 vaccine was really going to be the cause of the pandemic? And one of the things that I said was, well, I think that the flu mist has a risk because that's a live virus vaccine that's being going up everybody's nose, and that you can shed that virus for up to 21 days. But that I have a personally bigger concern about Tamiflu, and that I think that Tamiflu, and even in the scientific literature, talks about 16% of the viruses each year become resistant to Tamiflu. So if we start creating very resistant mutant viruses, and those mutant viruses get out into the environment and they're resistant, and they start to do this thing called reassortment and come together and create an even bigger vaccine, a bigger virus that is going to be even more of a problem, and they sort of agreed with that. One of the questions that got asked to me was, is there any evidence in the medical literature that vaccines have caused harm and problems? And I was really glad that that came to me because, you know, I spend most of my life researching the problems with vaccines. And I know that I've personally done more than 350 articles that have pulled looking at all the different problems with all of the different vaccines, particularly hepatitis B, the things with the flu shot, things with all the different vaccines that can cause problems. And they can cause problems by about 5 or 6 different mechanisms of action. So I think that there were 4 other health department officials that were there last night. They were sitting in the audience. And they were, you could tell by the looks on their face and sort of their body language that they weren't in much agreement when Dawn Richardson from Prove and I were doing sort of a back and forth. But they couldn't deny the fact that there was another whole side of this story. They couldn't deny the fact that we were telling them what the science and the research was. They darted and danced around a lot of the issues sometimes when people were asking them about mandates. They never did give really straight answers. And I think that Texas, at least from what they said last night, and I'm really glad that Alex, that people were there filming this, because they were saying in quite strong language that we're not going to see mandates in Texas. Flu shots will not be mandated in Texas. And I think that if there becomes a problem down the road with this flu shot shortage, and if they think it gets worse over the winter and they start pulling this stuff about mandates, I hope that now you've got recording on footage that you can go back and challenge them on that, to saying that you are backing out on your word.
Just to jump in briefly, the problem is, as you know, they do this color of law. They tell parents it's mandatory your children take the flu shot. They've been announcing all children must take it all over the country. And then they kick your child out saying they violated policy, and then trigger truancy laws. So they kick you out themselves, then they trigger the truancy provision, and then have a few examples of a couple parents they haul into court, and then the news announces parents have been arrested or parents have been charged for not vaccinating, when really the school knows they have that vaccine waiver exemption form. They never tell you, and engage in the crime of kicking your child out. It's like Governor Rick Perry 2 years ago says, it's mandatory, all girls in Texas must take Gardasil. Then federal vaccine liability protection kicks in. Merck knows in their own trials it killed and maimed people. Now nationwide they announce all girls must take it. But really, he just said it's a recommended through the health department that it be listed on the group that they say it's school policy you take. So they dance around this because with people that are ignorant, they come in and lie and say you must take these shots. I mean, I've read reports in mainstream news about parents having their children CPS'd, taken, or trying to take them for not taking hepatitis shots with a newborn baby. There's no law. How are they taking your children saying it's neglect? Can you speak to that, how deceptive these people are?
Yeah, I think it's really important for people to think about that. I mean, when parents go to the hospitals and they're going to have their baby, I mean, I always say the place where you need to intercede, actually at the very beginning place where I think people need to intercede and investigate the vaccine issue, is when they're dating somebody. Because at that point in time, you're probably talking about how your families get along. You're talking about religion and politics and money and living and jobs and careers. You really need to discuss the vaccination issue, because it may turn out that the one person in the party is totally against vaccines and the other person is totally for vaccines. Now, can you imagine getting married and bringing a child into that, and at that point in time having this huge contention? And I have testified in far too many court cases where one parent has tried to use vaccination as a child abuse issue against the other parent so that they don't have to pay child support.
That happened with Charlie Sheen. Denise, and I know you know Charlie, you've talked to him.
Yep.
Denise Richards, in the divorce and then in trying to take him away so he couldn't see him,
yep,
said he believes 9/11 was an inside job and he believes vaccines might hurt his girls, when it's on record that vaccines have damaged incredible amounts of people.
Absolutely. So I sort of tell people that before you go to the hospital to have a baby, you know, you need to know what you want to do about the hepatitis B vaccine, the vitamin K shot, you know, all of those things. But I think it really should start before that. And I actually have a friend in Cleveland who's a nurse midwife that she will not accept a client as a client unless both the mother and the father are in agreement about vaccination.
What's your view on the vitamin K?
I think that there are a lot of reasons to put that off. The vitamin K shot was actually put into play in the hospital ostensibly because of blood disorders and because of the very, very remote risk of bleeding that can happen in the brain if you don't have vitamin K on board. But vitamin K starts to be developed in the neonatal liver at about 7 days. And the vitamin K shot was also instituted because of circumcision. The circumcision was always done at 7 to 8 days. It was, you know, a Jewish tradition, and that they did it at 7 days. When they started doing the circumcision in the hospital on day 2 and 3, the baby hadn't already been producing enough vitamin K in their liver so that there would be bleeding. So
isn't it amazing that the rabbis knew thousands of years ago to do it on 7 days when they had blood clotting?
Exactly.
How did they know that?
I don't know how they knew that, but they did. I don't know. It was just a tradition. I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, how do we know from years ago? I don't know how to answer that.
That's amazing. Let's get into Ukraine and also the adverse reaction reports. This Washington Redskins cheerleader, she went to Johns Hopkins, other facilities. They said, yes, you've got this neurological disorder. The FDA said, yes, this can happen. And then she went and got some treatments and is getting better. I know Dell Dudley, 93.7 talk show host, he took a flu shot and months later got numb in his hands and feet, started getting paralyzed, started having trouble walking. He went to a bunch of specialists and medical doctors said, you had a bad vaccine reaction. He got better. Now they're trying to say it's a hoax because she got better, but the FDA itself says, don't worry, if you do have a neurological problem, most of the time it gets better. But they're trying to have it both ways, saying, well, because Desiree is getting better, it must be fake. But then there's all these other reports where they're admitting it's causing neurological problems.
Yeah, it's always amazing, isn't it, that if you get sick and you haven't been vaccinated, it's because you weren't vaccinated. But if you had a vaccine and you have a bad reaction, it's never the vaccine. I mean, talk about having it both ways. And it's amazing that even though conventional medicine completely failed this woman and had nothing to offer her, and then she goes and finds a physician, you know, who is actually Dr. Buttar is a friend of mine, and they went to his clinic and they find out that there's some things in an alternative medicine arena that can be done. And she starts to get better. Now it was a hoax. She was misdiagnosed. It couldn't possibly work because their particular tools didn't work. Means that there aren't any tools that work. That is very, very bad.
What does Dr. Buttar and others, because he helped Jenny McCarthy and many others, they're trying to, as Dr. Blaylock says, reduce the autoimmune inflammation. They're trying to chelate and remove the metals. What are these treatments?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. I know that there's a lot of IV treatments that are involved, and I know it's a lot of what you said. I think there's a lot of IV vitamin C, probably glutathione, probably different types of things that pull the metals out of the body. But it's all about rebalancing the physiology and putting the right biochemistry in and interceding quickly so that you can stop those inflammatory molecules from causing damage.
And instead of them admitting vaccines are causing a lot of this and giving people treatments when they give their 18-month-old the third round of shots, they have a convulsion, never talk again, instead of rushing them in and saying, detox, detox, oh, no, it wasn't the shot, there's no treatment, you must have shaken your baby.
Yeah, and the other piece of that, you know, they're always talking about how much the vaccine programs cost. There's a cost that has never really been analyzed, Alex, that I think is really important, and you've addressed it, is the fact that if you have a bad reaction and you go to the doctor's office, now what do? They put you through all of these tests, and I'll give you one quick example. For example, the hepatitis B vaccine that happens that they give babies in the hospital, one of the side effects right on the package insert is that babies can get reflux. They can get GERD. So now they start having GERD and maybe bad diarrhea. They take them to the pediatrician. What do? Upper GIs, lower GIs, endoscopy. They do CAT scans. They do all these different
antibiotics,
all these different things to this baby rather than going, oh, here it says right here on the package insert, this is a side effect, probably just a side effect for the vaccine. All of those costs, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of inconclusive tests, multiply that times thousands and thousands of patients. that is also a cost to the vaccine system, about vaccines.
Well, I've talked to old pediatricians that saw kids 50 years ago. They say babies are different today. Something's wrong with them. I mean, they got dull eyes. They're getting brain damage.
But it starts before babies.
Stay right there. We're coming back.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The mix-up that we make will be mine.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is our guest in studio. A lot of ground to cover in a short time. Ukraine, you said at the start of the interview, and we got cut off by the break, that you're really concerned about what's happening over there, that they may be getting ready to release something else. They may have released something that this huge buildup in and around a medical emergency is really perfect for the establishment, especially with the economic collapse, this global realignment, what's happening with the dollar. Please continue.
I'm just concerned that there's another virus that's come into play. Because when you look at those numbers, if you can believe them at all, and there was a couple of really good sites that I looked at the numbers and how exponentially that there was more and more people getting sick in a very short period of time. I mean, was it something in the air? Was it something that was released? Was it one of these mutant viruses that we talked about in terms of Tamiflu, that now maybe the H1N1 and the H5N1 and maybe one of these mutant viruses has started to reassort, and that there is really something a lot more virulent that's going on?
Because with their supercomputers, they know how it's going to mutate in enough of a population. They admit that the nasal was live and could mutate and be spread. Why did they put out the first H1N1 vaccine nasal?
Well, I think that was more for convenience. I think that was kind of an easy thing to do, but it really does spread around in the population.
What do we know about this virus in Ukraine? I mean, is it a flu virus? What is it?
Nobody seems to know.
They just say, oh, it's killing people.
Exactly. And the World Health Organization sent a bunch of people down there that they ostensibly said, oh, it's just the H1N1 virus. It's just the novel one we've been talking about, nothing to be concerned about. But that is not the way that virus has behaved over the course of the last 8 months. You know, when we see the reports coming out of the Southern Hemisphere, we didn't have number of people getting sick in a very short period of time. So I think that there's something else that's happening there, that I think there's still some missing pieces, but I'm sure it's a story that'll evolve.
Well, that's what happened in January, is we had emergency managers in Indiana, New York. I got internal secret documents that were later confirmed in New York, where they were telling cemeteries, get ready for millions dead. That was in January, March, January, February, March. And I went on air and I said, they're coming with some type of big flu hype. I don't know if it's going to be real. It may just be hype, but they're really building up like we've never seen. And we never saw flu pandemics coming this quickly. Now they're coming in shorter and shorter increments, aren't they?
You know, Alex, I have a document on my computer that was from 2003 that was released. It was a small little report that came out from the CIA that actually said that they were very concerned that there was going to be the development of a virus down the road that could be activated by a second virus, and that there would be no way. There was in a bioterrorism website, and they had no way of knowing, and there would be no way to be able to control that if there was a virus that had been released, and then a second virus would activate it, and it may be even activated by taking aspirin. I'll get you that report, because it was just a small little report. I stumbled across it on my computer the other day.
Why does aspirin activate so many things?
I don't really know. I think it really has to do with the way that it interferes with the cytokine reactions. But it really has, it causes all sorts of reactions into the bloodstream. But you know this, that if aspirin was developed today, it would not be an over-the-counter drug. I mean, it would be a prescription because of how many different effects it has on the body.
Some good, some bad.
Some good, some bad. Mostly bad.
Well, that's incredible, because they admit Tamiflu has all these bad reactions and is highly restricted in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
They're just giving it to everybody like it's candy. And just like antibiotics make bacteria mutate quicker, I guess in a layman's terms, that's what these antivirals do.
Absolutely. And the World Health Organization talks about this. I mean, every month they come out with reports that there is now an H1N1 a virus that has been identified in a particular country like South Vietnam or Thailand or China, or places that it's resistant. They know that last year the H1N1 strain in the seasonal flu virus was 100% resistant to Tamiflu. Well, that had to have happened because it was used a lot. We used a lot of Tamiflu previous to that. So it's going to happen. I mean, it has to happen, that these viruses are going to mutate and morph around. You can't be fooling with Mother Nature like we do and not expect to have a bad outcome.
Okay, I've been asking a lot of the questions. When we come back before we take calls, whatever you think is most important, I'd like you to speak about it. And then also, again, the victory of the fact that people are waking up to this push for forced inoculation, this huge brainwashing campaign. So that's positive. But also on the negative side, the fact that the government would try to push this globally and the UN is in control of the situation, that's scary.
It's very scary. It's very frightening. And people really, you know, it's so good, Alex, that we're able to talk about things like this. It's so good that people are taking an active role in investigating for themselves and just saying no. I think all the people now that are willing to take flu shots, I mean, they're in the minority. We've got more people saying, no, I don't want this. There are other things I can do to keep myself healthy. I can do vitamin D, vitamin C. There's herbals. There's oregano oil. There's all sorts of things that are out there. Even simple things, getting plenty of sleep, you know, drinking good water, getting plenty of organic food as much as you can. There's all sorts of
sunshine
things you can do. Sunshine, absolutely. Except if you are north of the 37th parallel in the wintertime, They've actually shown that even if you are outside in the sunshine in the wintertime, north of the 37th parallel, which is like if you take a line from San Francisco and sort of draw it straight across the country, the sun isn't strong enough to give you enough vitamin D that you need to keep yourself
okay
in the winter.
We got a break. We'll come right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Come, you masters of war. Is it build a big gun?
We're launching something new. Several times during the radio show every day, we're going to come back into segments playing one-minute comments from listeners. Questions, comments, you agree, you disagree. Just make it short and sweet and focused, and we're going to air the good ones. The comment line is 512-646-4444, 512-646-4444, and you'll start hearing these tomorrow on air, 512-646-4444. A lot of other shows do this. I've done this many years ago. We're going to bring this back to the show. Continuing here, I want to tell you about a few sponsors that have made today's broadcast possible. Then we're going to hit a few final key points with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Tell you about some of the books and material she has available. Rob Dew's idea for her to put out a line of T-shirts to educate folks. They've done it. They're very handsome. She brought me some. We'll show you those. I want to support the work she's doing so she can do this full time. As she says, there's money-making work, being a doctor, and then her own money flying all over the country trying to educate people. She's a wonderful lady, so we want to financially support her. And our sponsors that financially support us, One of them is Diginet.net. You get 10% off the Diginet pins. It's a little pin. You press one button, shoots audio and video. 10% off right now when you go to the Diginet.net website. That's Diginet.net. They have sunglasses that have hidden cameras in them and so much more. That's Diginet.net. ETF09 is the product code to get 10% off. ETF09, Diginet.net. Or give them a call and tell them Alex Jones sent you. 888-344-6681. That's 888-344-6681. And I also want to tell the listeners out there about FrontSight. FrontSight.com, like the front of your rifle sight. Premier firearms, handgun, rifle, shotgun training for the whole family. No drill instructor attitude, above law enforcement and military training. A lot of law enforcement and military train there. They have a lot of free info on their site as well, FrontSight.com. You can get a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice by going to FrontSight.com. Again, that's FrontSight.com. Find out about their free offers there at FrontSight.com. And lastly today, with our sponsors, we want to tell you about ecolablue.com. Ecolablue. Ecolablue. Did you know you could be drinking fresh, clean water made right from the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, Ecolablue, with the Ecolablue 28 machine will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use, and it will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day. The water, once generated, passes through a 7-stage filtering process, including reverse osmosis and carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you were drinking. No chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride. We spend so much time talking about on this show. Get your own source of unlimited renewable drinking water that's absolutely clean for you and your family today by visiting them online at ecolablue.com or by clicking on the banners at infowars.com and prisonplanet.com, or give ecolablue.com a call at 800-691-6043. And again, I want to thank all those great sponsors for making today's show possible. Before we go any further, Sherry, with my last few questions before we take some calls, tell folks again about your multiple websites that have all this great information on them, and the book that we carry, incidentally, you can also get it at her sites, Foul, Revised and Updated, dealing with what's happening now, breaking down, exposing the hidden agenda, the agribusiness drug company connection, the role of the environment in making the birds sick, and what was really behind the 1918 pandemic, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Foul, a bestseller. Doctor?
Well, thank you, Alex, for talking about that, because that book was written in 2006. And one of the main things, even though the title of the book talks about bird flu, it really is a playbook of exactly what's going on now. So if you want to know about the specifics about Tamiflu, how that vaccines are made, the cell line technologies, the eggs, all of those different things, it's all in that book. And all of the backdrop in terms of the politics, there's a whole chapter on mandatory vaccination. And so it's very timely information, even though it was published at the time that the bird flu was coming out. It's really, really timely. Then the other book is Saying No to Vaccines, and it's a resource guide for all ages. It's the refuting the 25 most common reasons people think you should vaccinate. So you can just scan down the table of contents. You can look at a particular question, and you can go to that page and just read it. And then there's a footnoted reference right there that you can print out and hand to anybody that you want.
And there's nobody out there as focused and professional as Dr. Sherry Tenpenny when it comes to exposing these frauds, these scams, these New World Order operations. It's just wonderful. We were talking during the break with emails pouring in about people's husbands, their wives, dying, having heart attacks right after the shot. And Reuters, a month ago, who, by the way, are involved in some of the companies, some of the owners of Reuters are involved in some of the vaccine makers, they put out a headline saying, millions will die of heart attacks and autoimmune disorders and being paralyzed. That happens normally. Just because you think the shot did it, we are mass diagnosing all of you. None of this happened from the vaccines, even though their own inserts admit it. I remember, and you wrote about this, but the mainstream media had to later admit it when Tommy Thompson, head of Health and Human Services, he wouldn't even take it. When all these people taking it were having heart attacks, and now we're seeing similar reports with this happening with the flu shot, why is this happening?
Well, the live flu vaccines, particularly the swine flu vaccine, when we talked about doing that after 9/11, and they've done it to the military, they were going to do it to first responders, all the healthcare workers. Well, the smallpox vaccine was injecting a live virus. That live virus was actually shown to cause hypercoagulability, which means it makes your blood clot. And people were dying from blood clots to the lungs, blood clots to the heart, and heart attacks. Well, this flu mist vaccine, and the one that goes up the nose, is a live it's a live flu. It's a live virus. It's a weakened virus, but it's a live virus. Injecting all of these flu shots into the body can do that. And I really think that there's a lot of information that's going to be coming out. It's the new ploy that the vaccine industry is doing. I mean, first they used to say you had to vaccinate so you wouldn't get sick. And then they said, well, you've got to get vaccinated so you can protect everybody around you. And then they said, no, you've got to get vaccinated so that it will save money. So if you get vaccinated and you don't get sick, we won't have to put you in the hospital. And now they're saying, well, we know all these vaccine reactions are going to happen. So we're going to look at populations and find out what the baseline incidences of having things like Guillain-Barré and heart attacks. And so when we start having flu vaccines that happen and people are getting sick from them, well, we've already got the statistics to say that it can't be the flu shot. It has to be something else. So it's anything in the world to vaccinate everybody with everything. We've got every microbe out there. You know, I always tell people, it's like if you're living in your house and you have animals, I mean, how many bugs do you think are crawling around in your living room floor? If you have dogs or cats or horses or guinea pigs, or you go to the playground, or you're sitting in a like the conference that we had last night, the only bugs that we seem to have much concern about are the ones we have vaccines for. And if you don't have a vaccine for it, then I guess your body does a pretty good job not keeping you.
And they've got hundreds of vaccines in the pike. They've gone from a dozen to 30 to 40 to 50 to 60. They want to force us to take.
Yeah.
This is an amazing business plan. Big Pharma comes, lobbies government. They shove it on you, force it on kids, any captive population, force it on prisoners. I mean, this is a great business.
Yeah, and there was a report that just came out a couple of days ago that they said by 2014, that's just a couple years away. By 2014, there will be 75 more vaccines that will be all ready to go. 75. And they're for things like addiction and stop smoking and obesity and all these different.
Oh, by the way, I've had scientists on about that. Some of these anti-drug vaccines, you won't want cigarettes, you won't want cocaine, you won't want opium, opiate-type drugs, you know, the painkillers. They admit that it's a virus that goes in and actually attacks some of the receptors and gives you a type of lobotomy. And then they have others that attack the chemical reaction in the body, and it said creates plaques in the brains. I mean, my God, these new systems I don't even think should be called, and many scientists have said on the show, shouldn't be called vaccines. These are almost like nanobots. These are almost like nanotech, you know, the Incredible Voyage. Going in and actually rewiring the brain. And a lot of scientists have said, if this keeps you from being able to absorb opiates or nicotine or other drugs, all of those opiates and all of those chemicals, they're mimicking different endorphins, different normal chemicals in the brain. Dr. Blaylock, top brain scientist, has talked about this here. And, I mean, so now they're setting the precedent. I was watching G.I. Joe, you know, the kids' movie the other day on the treadmill, and it was all pro-war propaganda. But the evil Cobra Commander is injecting people with nanobots that make them their slaves. Well, that's basically what they're talking about now. I mean, my God, you're going to take something where you can't even absorb your regular endorphins? But don't worry, we'll have a drug that replaces that.
Yeah, it's like we've all the humans have become is a repository for the products of the pharmaceutical industry. Whether that product is a vaccine or a drug or some other type of chemical, we are a repository for that. And how much more can we actually keep putting in and putting in and putting in before we have just, it's one big bio experiment that breaks everybody's health down and we just can't live. We just can't survive that.
Well, I mean, you've done all this research and so have major universities that we are seeing a massive increase in allergies because the vaccines cause an autoimmune response and it causes all sorts of interactions because of the RNA, the fungus, things that get into the vaccine preparation. And so your body's just fighting and starts having responses to everything.
Yeah, and they create things like some of the additives like gelatin. They know for sure that gelatin that is in some of the flu shots and in the chickenpox vaccine causes allergies and allergic reactions. They know polysorbate 80 causes allergic reactions, and it also can cause anaphylaxis. It can cause infertility in female mice, and that additive is in the DPT vaccine, and it's in the new Gardasil vaccine. It's just one big scientific, it's like a big test tube, experimental vaccination petri dish, and it's as though they can just put more and more and more in us, and that seems to be okay.
Well, what about hundreds of peer-reviewed major studies showing that all the different rodents they give vaccines to, different types, develop early onset of unnatural arthritis? I mean, the reports about people having heart attacks, how does that happen? I mean, speak about the arthritis and then the cardiovascular problems.
Well, the arthritis, it's really about, there's a bunch of different things. I like to use the analogy, Alex. It's sort of like if you take a little mini bomb, a little cherry bomb out in your backyard, and you put it underneath a pile of leaves, and you set it off, and then the leaves go boof and fly up all over the place. That's kind of what happens when you put a vaccine into your immune system and into all of these cytokine pathways and how they all talk to each other. It's just like it blows them up and causes everything to go into a disarray. We can't keep doing this with impunity. We just can't.
Because our body's meant to have small amounts of things they beat, not injected directly into it, a whole witch's brew of venom.
The new mantra and the new argument in the vaccine world, particularly about mercury, is when they say that, you know, you can get more mercury out of eating a can of tuna fish than you can from getting an injection in the vaccine. That's their new little soundbite to try to dismiss all of
it. And we got the CFR clip where they said, we're going to use this, and we're going to say there's a shortage.
Exactly.
And they laugh about it, manipulating us.
Yeah, they do. And it's the differences between ingesting and injecting. You can ingest a little bit of mercury in a tuna fish, and more than likely it's going to go out in your stool. You inject that into your body, it will eventually get absorbed and go into your brain. You can ingest fish oils, and you can ingest oils like shark oil, but you inject shark oil, which is what the squalene adjuvant is, and it's a completely different ballgame.
And I've read the medical literature, but they describe how mercury bound to food, 99% of it goes out, but injected, it goes right over the blood-brain barrier.
Exactly.
And children, am I correct, doctor, for the first few years don't have that blood-brain barrier properly?
Well, they do have a blood-brain barrier, but I think it's a little bit leakier. I mean, they don't have it quite as it's leakier. So the possibility of things going across the blood-brain barrier higher. And with the new flumis vaccine, the one that goes up the nose, that has MSG in it. So MSG, which is an excitotoxin in the brain, which can go right up the olfactory nose and right into the brain tissue. What I'm wanting to know is who's going to follow the brain reactions that could possibly happen down the road from injecting a big wad of viruses and MSG right up the nose.
But the medical system has an incentive to cover all this up. I mean, even the doctors who are giving the shots, they want to be in denial. They don't want to admit they're part of.
No, and they've got liability protection, too. I mean, it's anybody that's involved downline from that. They all have liability protection for anything that may be going on with the vaccines.
Okay, I want to take calls now. Please have a quick question or comment. I'm sure we'll probably have horror stories of people being paralyzed or killed that are flooding in. But Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, sir. Thanks for the great debate last night. And as a follow-up to related ideas by awakening fellow citizens about these dangerously untested experimental vaccines, is it not our great opportunity right now to open their minds about organic farming, freedom for knowledge about organic farming to help family farms?
Yes, Ronnie, I appreciate your call. We've got to get on the offensive against this whole system. And he made me think of something. He just brought up the fact, because I talked to you off air, you said the majority of people were on your side at the event, and the undecideds, that they woke up by the end of it.
Yeah, I thought that the people that were there last night, that the vast majority of them, they were from the libertarians, and they were really on the whole health freedom side of the equation. And I think that they were more supportive of vaccine information and vaccine freedom of choice. And I think that the neutral parties that were there, by the time that they were left and they saw the good arguments that we had backed up by sound, decisive things that we said versus kind of the, I would say, lame discussions that happened from the health department in the same old status quo. I think that a lot of people left very enlightened by the information they got last night.
By the way, we're going to take that video conference and post it at prisonplanet.tv for the folks over there, and then it'll get ripped everywhere else, and that's great. Jeff in Missouri, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. Dr. Tenpenny, I was wondering if, I know you're not a veterinarian, but I was wondering if you knew anything about the H3N8 dog virus.
You know, I really don't. There's so much information that needs to be handled and read and assimilated every day from the human side. I really haven't gotten involved with the animals at all.
I worked for a large animal vet and a small animal vet. This was 20 years ago. And I remember them advising people, look, they say give the shot every year. It's not good. It can hurt your dog. Now they're not saying give them every year. The vaccine makers just went and paid off the Veterinarian Society, and a lot of major veterinary groups are coming out and saying these vaccines are killing people's dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
So, again, we're marching on every front. The truth's coming out. No, and I think this whole vaccine scare, this whole push for bird flu and swine flu was really an attempt for them to get back control of the situation. But I think like judo, we took them on and slammed them through the wall. You agree we're kicking their butt?
I think that was really good. Yeah, it was. That was good.
Well, hey, we're discovering our fighting spirit. Thank you, Jeff. I'm going quick because I want everybody to get on. Jim in New York, you're on the air with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Go.
I talked with the husband of a scientist who works at the Cold Spring Lab. They've been together for a long time. They actually live there at Cold Spring.
Cold Springs is the eugenics IBM bioweapons area, yes.
That's right. Yeah, she's actually doing research in autism, though. And when I had this conversation, I said, oh, so she's probably linked up that vaccines have caused this. And that changed his whole demeanor. He flat out came out and said, that is a complete fraud. There is absolutely no link. And the theory that they have at Cold Spring, which is what they're trying to put, is that because men are having babies later, it's actually the male sperm is what's
viable. Yes, I've seen those studies. See, they're eugenicists at Cold Springs. That's where it was founded. Hitler got all his plans from Cold Springs, as you know, Doctor. That's what Endgame covers, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. They're saying, oh, we all have bad genetics, and so we need to pass laws to test your genes to see if you can have kids.
Yeah.
And it's true from the studies that boys get it more, from what I've seen, because the mercury genetically passes through to the brain at a higher level. That's what I've read. Is that?
Well, some of it has to do, they think, it has to do with the testosterone levels. And they think that the higher testosterone has a worse of a problem with the mercury on the brain. But
so, see, there's a little bit of truth there, but it's, yeah.
But I think that what's really interesting is that when they did the whole Human Genome Project and they're looking at genes, is what they don't understand that the gene pool is fluid and something has to push those genes. It could be a chemical environment, a vaccine, a toxin, and it's not going to be the same for every person.
Well, the director of Cold Springs had to resign last year for saying blacks weren't human. Before that was even in the news, I named him as a top eugenicist, Dr. Watson, in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. Good. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
I'm going to talk to Jessica, Tim, and Larry with quick questions here in just a moment. But Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Rob Dew, a couple months ago, was up there interviewing her for Fall of the Republic 2. And he said, you want to come out with T-shirts to fund your operation, plus get the word out. And she brought me a bunch of them. They're really good-looking shirts. Vaccine Refusenik. She's given me three of them. Go to drtenpenny.com and check out the store there and support the work she's doing. In fact, she's wearing one of them right now. Maybe with that camera we can zoom in on these. This is one that says forced, mandatory, required.
No.
And we're saying no to those. DrTenpenny.com on the back. Don't inject me is on the back. Go to DrTenpenny.com and get those and get all our T-shirts, like the Gadsden flag, you name it, at Infowars.com, because this is walking billboards for the truth. We've got to bypass the mainstream media and get the job done.
Thank you, Alex.
Doc, that's a good idea, and I'm glad you took our advice on that, because we all need to fund ourselves to build a bigger platform. We don't have George Soros funding us. Jessica in Michigan, you're on the air. Jessica, go ahead.
Hi, I work at a large hospital here in Grand Rapids, and they have made the flu vaccine mandatory this year for this first time. And I am religiously opposed to that, and I've made that clear to everybody there pretty much. So this morning, Human Resources approached me after work, and they told me that they have set up an appointment for me to meet with a board, and I have 15 minutes to plead my case to them as to why I should be exempt from the vaccine. And currently, they're only allowing medical exemption, and so I don't know. I was wondering if you had any advice on.
Well, say you have an allergy. Yeah. Say you. I mean, but why to have a job? Do you have to take the shot?
And you have to give full. You have to sign a paper giving full access to all of your medical records, and then they have a committee that reviews that.
Ma'am, so this is tyranny. This is just tyranny.
I totally agree. I am.
What should she do, doctor?
Well, one of the most important things you can do is to try to find some like-minded people. Find some other people that you can band together with and go collectively as a group, because I am sure that in the place where you work that there are other people who want to refuse this vaccine.
Yes, you're isolated. They want to corner you. That's what predator.
Exactly.
That's why they're forcibly inoculating only elementary kids, because they know they're defenseless.
Exactly. And if you can find some like-minded people, there's already a nursing shortage. They can't fire or suspend all of you. So you really need to get together collectively.
And you tell them it's a religious discrimination and that you may have to sue them, and they'll back off.
Decide
it's against your religion today.
I think that people are going to need to be that strong and stand up for that.
Well, look, they stood up in England. They stood up in Germany. They ordered the doctors to fine people that didn't do it. If they didn't take the shot, the doctor said, we'll just quit. I mean, we've got to learn to say no. They tried to put GMO food in France. The farmers went crazy.
Yeah.
And we've got to grow a backbone like Americans used to. Man, I'm sorry to hear that's happening to you. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hello, Dr. Tenpenny.
Good afternoon.
I'm right next door to you when you're at home in Lorain County. Alex, I missed a message with your video guys. I could have captured that interview. I got all the cameras and all the production.
Okay, great. You have a question for it, Tim? We're almost out of time.
Yes, Dr. Tenpenny. I noticed on the local stations, Monica Roffin, Stephanie Schaefer, Lee Jordan, Alicia Booth, Dawn Kendrick, none of them will have you on. Why?
That's pretty interesting. It's sort of like you're never a prophet in your own town, are you? But I was on Mike Trivisano a couple of weeks ago on 1100 AM, and I was supposed to be on last Thursday, but got preempted by the military base thing that happened.
Yep. Tim, thank you. Larry, 10-second question. Hit us. Larry in Minnesota.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Sherry. I'm a Desert Storm vet and a healthcare worker, and in a similar position as the girl that just called just a minute ago. The goal is 100%. Any comments about herd immunity? And can I give my website out? I'm a healthcare worker. I want to get this information to.
But Obama says nobody has to take it. Give your website out.
HealthcareTyranny.com in the Twin Cities, Minnesota. Thank you, Alan.
All right, God bless you. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, DrSherryTenpenny.com or DrTenpenny.com. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
You're welcome. Thanks, Alan.
You are a trooper, a warrior, an Amazon princess in the fight against tyranny. Retransmission starts now. Key info at Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.